Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hello, everyone. Today I am hosting solo because my co-host Lisa Davis is feeling under the weather, so I want to send her some love and healing vibes. I know she's listening, so feel better soon, Lisa. Now let's start the show. I love staying on top of the news when it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, and that's what we talk a lot about at Naturally Savvy. 2013 has been a very exciting year for change, and I'm confident that 2014 will bring much more of the same. To talk about what's happening right now is Leah Segedy, a fitness matriarch in the social media realm who helps digital moms learn and sustain healthy living practices. Welcome to the show, Leah.
Hey, Andrea, thanks so much for having me on.
You know, Leah, other than the fact that you and I are good friends and I love chit-chatting about what happens in our industry, there has been some exciting things this year. Don't you agree?
Oh, my gosh. It's just things have been changing so quickly and it's so exciting. And it really feels like the things that we're doing are really starting to make an impact right now.
Oh, I completely agree. And I love the fact, you with your network, with mom bloggers, with Naturally Savvy, everything that we're doing, all the things that we're talking about, I definitely, and everyone else out there with us who are really doing the same thing, a lot is shifting. And let's get right into what some of the things have happened really in the last couple of months, specifically about GMOs, trans fats, artificial sweeteners, and organic. So let's start with GMOs. Recently, there was a study, so if many of you who are listening might be familiar with a study that was out there that showed that, there was a study in Paris that showed that rats who were fed GMOs had large tumors in them. And then recently, and that, I guess, Leah, don't you agree? That caused a lot of stir in the GMO community.
Yeah, well, because it came out right before the election for Prop 37 in California. So the time to talk about it was ripe and ripe because California was going crazy and the media was going crazy about what is a GMO. And then all of a sudden we get to see the study that came out in France. And to be quite honest, I got to tell you, I worked with the campaign and we had no idea the study was going to come out. So it was just as much of a shocker to us as it was to everybody across the United States. So when it came out, everybody was like, oh. Then we got everyone's attention because they actually had pictures of these rats with these big, huge tumors. And, for Americans, you really have to make it visual to make an impact. And that's what that did. It made an impact because it was so visual.
Absolutely. And what was so visual is that they said that the rats that were fed GMOs had a 50 to 70% chance of developing horrific, grotesque tumors from the diet. Pretty scary.
Yeah. But if you look at how we are as Americans right now and what our health, what's happening to our health, it makes perfect sense because we have the number rates of cancer in the world. And not only that, we spend more money per person on medical expenses than anybody, any other country in the world. So in a sense, we're profiting off of the backs of our own health in this country that we're having. When we had an economic downturn, medicine was still skyrocketing. So it kind of shows you, if you look at how our food is completely and utterly saturated with things like GMOs and trans fats and yada yada and all this stuff, it makes perfect sense why we're so sick. It just makes perfect sense. And so this came out and it just kind of showed, it just turned the mirror to everybody. Like you are,
so
what
let's
you
talk
eat. Now look.
Right. And let's talk about why. So what happened recently that is causing more stir about this? So what we heard was that, this study was published in the Food and Chemical Toxicology. And what they're saying now in that journal, is that the study retracted, the journal retracted their study. Is that what they're saying, Leah?
Yeah, they're saying they were going to retract the study from, I think it's the Journal of Toxicology or something like that. See, here's the thing. At the end of the day, every single industry is political, including science. Science is no less political than anything else because they choose what to study, they choose what to publish, they choose what to retract, and they choose what to highlight. And to me, this is a sense of the scientific community taking a political stand and pulling it out of that journal. And that's what that represents.
Absolutely. I want to move on to the next topic because we have so many goodies to talk about today. The FDA proposing to ban all artificial trans fats from foods. Very exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, now this is a really, really, really great update for what's going on with the FDA, because the FDA kind of has been sitting on their hands for years and years and years and allowing all these crazy things to happen to our food and just saying, oh, it's okay, it's okay. So trans fats was on their gross list, which basically means that they consider it safe, and they're basically saying you should too. And now they're deciding to take it off the gross list, which means it's going to be banned. All the food companies are pretty much going to have to take trans fats out of their product. Now, what's just recently happening is right now the FDA is delaying public comment so that the companies can kind of play catch up a little bit. And I'm trying to remember, I don't know quite what that date is, but basically what that means is trans fats are on their way out because they lead to obesity, they lead to heart disease, they lead to all kinds of crazy things that make us sick. Now, things are making us sick, why not take it out? So this is the FDA actually responding to public comment, responding to people's concerns. I think this is a great thing.
I absolutely agree. And, you know, we talk a lot about trans fats. And I just want to, you know, for those of you who are listening who want to understand what the word GRAS means, it means generally recognized as safe. So that is what the FDA is pulling, so that we know, because we know that there is no safe limit of trans fats. All experts agree. And it can lead to cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. So this is a really exciting move, Leah. Like you're saying, I'm very excited about it because trans fats are on the scary seven list of ingredients. So I can't wait for the day that we can remove it and replace it with something else, because there are a lot of other ingredients out there, as you mentioned. All right, let's move on to the next one.
I think that's coming really soon in the future. Yeah, next one.
I absolutely agree. All right, organics. Now, we know that organics has been growing steadily over the past many years, but tell us a little bit of a recent statistic that you heard.
Okay, so from the year 2002 to the year 2011, organics, and that's domestic food production, has grown 240%. 240%. That means that there is more than 18,000 organic farms right now. And it's growing at leaps and bounds. So basically what that means is the more organic grows, the less chemicals, the less pesticides, the less toxins you're going to have to worry about feeding your family. The more demand, and it's just basically, it's based on demand. Americans and Canadians are demanding organics. And so thus the farmers and the food companies are handing them organics. So the more we demand, the more we get. And at the end of the day, the more organics options are out there, the more the prices are going to come down, the more everybody's going to be happy, the more everyone's going to be healthy. This is like the best news of the day, basically.
I love it. And you know what? It's so funny because up to now there was, you know, recently there was, you know, some media this past year about saying that organic is not better and organic is not healthier. And this just kind of goes to kibosh that media, you know, the media, you know, outcry that was out there by saying it's not better. So there was a recent study that showed this past week alone that came out that said that organic milk is way healthier than conventional milk. And they were saying that the ratio of omega-3 fats to omega-6 were a lot higher in the organic milk. This is very exciting. So I'm totally with you, Leah. And the fact that, you know, let alone the fact that organic doesn't have pesticides, although, you know, that's a whole other discussion. But the fact that it's now proven that it is healthier when it comes to our milk, that's very exciting.
Yeah. And it's a simple choice that people can make, choosing organic milk versus regular milk. And when you do that, you're feeding your body more of what it needs, because at the end of the day, those cows are getting more grass. They're getting more of the things in nature that they need, and less pesticides and less everything. And they're being treated more humanely. So at the end of the day, when you make that purchase and you purchase organic milk, you're choosing to make a better health decision for you and your family. And it's just fantastic. It's so exciting.
You know, it is very exciting. Leah, thank you so much for joining me today. Unfortunately, we only got through three stories when there's like hundreds. So we're going to have you back on again. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks so much, Andrea. It was a pleasure.
To learn more about Leah, you can visit her website at mamavation.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at BookieBoo. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. And at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.